The Rebbe discussed various aspects of Magid and the Seder Haggadah. I often mention the Ramban in the very end of Parshas Bo that tells us the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not simply the Nisim Gluyim, but the Min HaNisim HaGluyim, for some other mode, the Nisim HaNistarim. It's able to hone our vision to be able to appreciate everything in life is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. I mention this when it comes to Hanukkah, the relationship between the Nes of the Mochama, the Nes of the Pach Hashem, and Purim, the Chiddush Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Misma Geula Geula Adiv. The same perhaps is even true when it comes to Birchas Hachama as well, because the Bracha of Osa Ma'aseh Breishis is recited when a person witnesses something that obviously is an indicator to him of Hashgachas Hashem. A person is able to go ahead and see Harim and Gvohos and the like. But even, right, on Birchas HaChama, a bracha is recited where nothing is obviously different. The Chama does not appear any different today than it is the day before or the day afterwards, but rather it's an acknowledgement that even what we consider to be the normal cycle of Teva, even that is considered to be, right, as the Ramban writes, part of the Nisim HaNistarim that warrant a bracha. And one perhaps could have envisioned that Chazal would be koveya a different bracha for Birchas HaChama than the typical bracha, and perhaps deliberately that Chazal were koveya the very same bracha because of this point, that the same bracha that one recites on something that obviously grabs him as to be Hashgachas Hashem, the same thing is true when it comes to the normal cycle, which is part of what we term as Teva, as the Ramban writes, that also is considered to be, right, a great nes. That Ramban emphasizes that everything we experience is a result of Hashgachas Hashem, and even though something may appear to us to be fraught with tzara, nonetheless, even that we're obligated to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Sugin Brachos Nav Samach, the Mem of Rabbi Akiva, Koma Da Oved Rachmana Litava Oved. We not only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for times of Nitzafon and Yeshua, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every experience, because even with our short-sighted vision, it seems as though this is an Eis Tzara, but nonetheless, we affirm, and that's part of our Kabbalah Samach Hushamayim, that Koma Da Oved Rachmana Litava Oved. The Barben El comments in his Pirsha to the Haggadah that that is the essence of all of the kashas of the Manishtana. That why is it that we emphasize, for example, the Telekosos and Matzah and Mara and Yaseba and Matbilin? Because those themes seem to create a certain contrast, a certain dialectic, a certain tension. Some of the themes emphasize that of Cherus, and some emphasize elements of Abdus. And we think, for example, of the Marar, that is reminiscent of Abdus. And we think of the Dalar Kosos, that seems to be reminiscent of Rikos Yeshua. And the Barbanel writes that, in essence, the kashas that are being asked is simply, what is it that we commemorate? Are we emphasizing the element of Cherus, or do we manifest the experience of Avdus? And the Beis Halevi explains in Parshas Bishalach that the essence of our Hodah when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we are Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the dual experience, not merely for the Cherus, but even for the Avdus as well. That's what the Beis Halevi writes based on the Medrash in Parshas Bishalach when it comes to Az Yashir, right? That the Medrash writes that Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf fully realized why all of the Shibud Mitzrayim was necessary. Umeaz basi al paro heir lam hazeh. That originally Moshe Rabbeinu used that word "us." That why is it that Knesset Yisrael is being so afflicted? And my involvement is not beneficial, it's detrimental. And now, Az Yashir, the Medrash writes that the word Az, which is used in the time of Shira, was reminiscent of Umeaz Basi Oparo. That Moshe Rabbeinu acknowledged the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for the Cherus, but the experience of Avdus as well. When it comes, for example, to matzah, we see that both symbols are true regarding matzah. Matzah is considered to be lechem oni as well as lechem ani. Lechem oni, lechem sha'onim alav dvar harbe, Rashi writes, is gomrim alav esahalal, sugenef lamed vav. And yet, lechem ani is madar kol sha'ani v'prusa. That the same symbol of the matzah reflects the element of avdus and cherus as well. The Gemara im sochem edaf lamedes tells us that when it comes to Marar normally symbolizes Avdus, and yet the Gemara writes that the Chatchila one should use Chasa for the purpose of Marar. Why is that true? The Gemara writes because Marar reflects Chas Rachmana Ilavan, the Rachamei Shamayim. So Mara, the very symbol of Vayimara Eschayehem, but also, right, elicits the sense of Rachamei Shamayim. So the symbol of Matzah has that dual element. The same thing is true when it comes to the symbol of Marar. When we recite Halach Ma'anya, Halach Ma'anya, again with the dual implication of Ani and Oni, we continue Diachola Avasana. What exactly is that a reference to? And here you have Machlokis between the Rashbam and the Aruch Haschaim. In their Pirish in the Haggadah, where the Rashbam writes that the Diachola Avasana means that the Matzah that our forefathers ate at the time of Gulas Mitzrayim, at the time of the Cherus, everything was b'chipazon. There wasn't ample time for the bread to rise. And our Chos Chaim writes that no, the Achal Vasana means b'toras avdus. When we were avodim, right, they were not fed, right, in a lavish way. They were eating that which was similar to matzah. So even the phrase of the Achal Vasana, that also has a dual application of whether it is the avdus and is the Cherus, and we experience both. The Beis Halevi writes, based on the Medrash, when we recite in Hala, that Odcha ki anisani. Anisani literally means, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He answered us, He answered our tefillah. But the Medrash writes, anisani is miloshon inui, inui, that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for moments of affliction, because even if the time it seems to be an inui, it seems to be an esorup, that certainly is not true in retrospect. One would think, for example, that the Shibud Mitzrayim was a crushing Esara, but once you experience the Cherus and the Gilishchina of Yetzias Mitzrayim, therefore it becomes evident why all of that was necessary. Rashi writes in his Pirush on the Haggadah, Baruch Shomer Havtachos Al Yisrael, which Havtacha, right, are we referring to? Rashi writes the Havtacha of Vavadu V'inosam Arbami Oshana. That's the Haptacha, that we say Baruch Shomer Haptachos Li Yisrael. But that was considered to be part of the Kiyum, right, of the Vris Ben Abasari. And the Rambam, when the Rambam begins in his Haggadah Halach Ma'anya, the Rambam prefaces by Behilo Yatsan V'Mitzrayim, with haste, with rapidity, we're able to leave Eretz Mitzrayim. Even as we acknowledge, right, the Avdus, we underscore that element of Cherus. All of that is part of that understanding of the Hashgachas Hashem, that we're obligated to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for that which appears on the surface, right, to be L'tov, but even that that seems to be a step back, a time of an Esar, a time of anguish. We had mentioned in Purim that Chiddush, the Rambam writes, in the very beginning of Yad HaChazak, the Rambam lists all the Tariq Mitzvot D'Oraisa, the Minyan Mitzvot HaKatzar. The Rambam continues and writes, realize that there are also mitzvot drabanan, such as the mitzvot of Purim. And the Rambam writes, and what is it that we celebrate during the time of Purim? We would expect that the Rambam would write, right, the nisim of Purim. The Rambam writes that no, the essence of Purim is mikah Hashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu. That's what the Rambam writes. The essence of Purim is there wasn't a sara. We call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He answers our tefillah. That's the juxtaposition between Tainus Esther and Simchas Purim. It's not that we celebrate the Simchas Purim, but we see what happened, that there wasn't a Sarah, we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's followed by a Geula. In such a case, the entire experience, that affirms Emunah in Bitachon, and therefore, that is what we celebrate during the time of Purim. It's suggested that that's why the Gemara writes Megillah Daf Beis, that if necessary, you can obviously read the Megillah on Tainus Esther, Zman Ki Lakol, according to Rabbi Yotam, because that already is the beginning of the Pirsum Hanes, not merely on Purim, but even Tainus Esther itself. The link of all these themes, right, is the recognition of Hashgachas Hashem in every aspect of life, of Koma Da'avad Rachmana L'Tava Avad. And therefore, one must be constantly be mindful of, right, those themes and those symbols of the Haggadah Shel Pesach itself. One of the differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the role of the mitzvos halayla. When Rama Gamliel states that Kol Shlomo Shlosha Dvarim Elu Pesach Lo Yotzi Yedei Chovaso, it's somewhat unclear what chiyuv was Rama Gamliel referring to. Was he referring to the mitzvos of Pesach, Matzah, and Marar? That's what it would appear from Tosus, Himsach, and Chutezayim. And that's what appears from the Ramban of the Mochamos, and the Abbezim Abbezim Maseches Brachos. There the Ramban writes that it appears from the statement of Rabban Gamliel that part of the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Marar, is to understand its significance. And therefore it's necessary to elaborate on its purpose, its significance, its theme. If you look in the Rambam, this is Mefurish in the Pirush of the Ravan in the Haggadah, but if you look in the Rambam also, it's strongly implied, because the Rambam does not place the statement of Rabban Gamliel, Koshlo Amar, in the Rambam's discussion of the mitzvos of Pesach, Matzah, and Marah, but rather the Rambam places it in his discussion of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It would appear from the Rambam Shita that Rabban Gamliel's halacha, that one must underscore the mitzvah salayla, is to fully experience, to fully fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just simply recalling the historic events, but rather the role of the mitzvah salayla in that experience. And that's what it seems from the Gemara of Kuftes Zayin himself, because there the Gemara questions as follows. That a summa, the Gemara suggests, is pater milomar ha-hagada. If a person is blind, he's exempt from the chiyuv of Haggadah, because when it comes to the Haggadah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, ba'avur zeh. And zeh always means something that is perceived, something that is seen, something that is concrete. When it comes to, for example, Kiddush HaChodesh, right? HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rashi quotes the Medrash, Kazer Re'eh V'Kadesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed exactly the Tzuras HaLavana, when it's like this, right? That is when Kiddush Lavana should occur. Zeh Yitnu, when it comes to Matzah HaShekel, Rashi quotes the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was uncertain as to the exact form, the Tzura of Matzah HaShekel, Zeh Yitnu, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed. Amad Be'ah Shaleish, Rashi writes the same in the name of the Medrash when it comes to the Asiyah Samanora, Zeh Miksha Hamanora, because Moshe Rabbeinu was shown exactly how it was that the menorah was supposed to take form. Zeh always means pointing to that which is specific. If bavur zeh, assumes pata milomar ha'agada. So the Gemara raises, if that is true of Sheshes and of Yosef were blind, how is it possible that they could discharge the obligation of others in the mitzvah sa'agada, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? You see, Pashup Shat in the Gemara, that the practice was not everyone said the Haggadah individually, but one individual would fear the Seder and others would be Yotzei. Pashup Shat through the principle of a Shomea Ka'one. How is that possible if they were in a Mukhliya B'davar? The Gemara answers, Kasavar Matzah Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. Matzah is only Drabanan, a very unusual teretz. The Gemara was discussing mitzvah sipur, and the Gemara answers, Kasavar Matzah Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. Pashup Shat in the Gemara would appear as follows. That clear link between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah salayla. Atrin kach, that if the mitzvah salayla would not be daraisa bizman hazeh, then Sipur could only be the Rabbanan. So we don't have Karban Pesach. In matzah bizman hazeh, we have mara bizman hazeh is only the Rabbanan. What is matzah? Din daraisa, din Rabbanan. Well, if you were to assume that matzah as well requires Karban Pesach, and therefore matzah bizman hazeh is only drabana, that means we don't have the mitzvah salayla of Pesach, matzah, and marar, Sipur now would only be drabana. That poshup shat is the teretz of the Gemara to explain Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were able to be motzi achirim yidei chavasa, clearly indicating that role of the mitzvah salayla in terms of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, Rav Slavetsch commented that perhaps is the meaning of what the Mishnah tells us, the answer to the Sheila Sacham of Ein Maftirna Chara Pesach HaPikom. It's necessary to have Tam Matzah Bepiv. Why exactly is that so critical? Rav Slavetsch explained that once you have that link, that B'shoshish Matzah Umarim Nochin Lefanecha, so one no doubt could raise the following question, that's good. B'shoshish Matzah Umarim Nochin Lefanecha, when it comes, for example, to the first half of the Seder. Literally speaking, the matzah in Marar is present. When it comes, however, to the second half of the Seder, where the mitzvah sachila is already fulfilled, where is the link to the mitzvah salayla? And perhaps that's part of the kavanah of the Mishnah of Ein Maftirin, Achara Pesach Achikom, the need for the tam matzah to linger, to create that siruv between the mitzvah salayla and the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as a raya to this approach, Rav Slavetsch said the Balamor, it's found of Chaf Mudbeis in Daf Yarif, where the Balamor writes that, how long does this continue? Ein Matirna Achara Pesach Afikomen. The Balamor writes that it's limited. It only applies Kol Zman Shoskin to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once the Seder is over, the Balamor is Mechadesh, that this Isser no longer applies, because its purpose simply is to create that link of the mitzvah salayla with the element of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This concept of Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach HaPikomen perhaps can be significant in the following possibility as well. Lahalacha, no doubt, it means that it's necessary to have the tamatza. But perhaps a step beyond in terms of the Hashkafas HaMitzvah. In such a case, the significance of Ein Maftirin perhaps could be understood in light of a different Ramban. The Ramban writes in Breishis, right, in Perek Chavtes, Posuk Beis, that the Posuk tells us that Vayar and Behine, Shlosha and Reitzon, that there were three different flocks, and there were boros, so it was necessary to remove, right, the Evan to uncover the boar. The Ramban writes a fascinating Chiddush, that that is the role of each and every Yantid. And the Shlosha and Reitzon represent the Shalosh Regalim, where the Ramban writes that there are three times a year where we have the schus of being Olaregel, to be Shoev, right, Ruach HaKodesh, to be able to perceive Hashras Hashchina. And then the Ramban writes, and that should be infused, right, throughout the entire year. And then that should linger and continue, right, until it's necessary for a person to re-experience again that sense of Hashras Hashchina. Ramban writes in Breishis Chavtes that the purpose of Aliyah L'Regel is not merely for the moment, that a person experiences, he shoeif Hashras Hashchina, that certainly is true, but the challenge of that experience of Aliyah L'Regel, of the Kedusha of Yantiv, is that should galvanize the person, and that should impact on the coming months, until a person again has an opportunity to be Ol HaRegel. In other words, that the challenge of Aliyah L'Regel is not simply for the moment that a person perceive Hashras Hashchina, but rather that that impact, and that is able to affect every moment. Perhaps that also is true of Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach HaPikomen, in the sense that aside from the mitzvah Sachil and Shtia, it's necessary for the Tam HaMitzvah to continue, to linger, to impact on, right, the day-to-day experience. If the purpose of the Nisiv Mitzias Mitzrayim is not merely for the moment, but rather to be able to recognize all of the Nisim HaNistarim, Hashgachas Hashem, and everything that occurs, so therefore one experiences the Lel Seder, and one, right, is grabbed by the Nisim Gun that we commemorate, but it's necessary now that that be channeled, that impact, that infusion has to affect, right, every experience in day-to-day life, and perhaps that's part of the significance of Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach HaPikomen. It's necessary for the Tam HaMitzvah to linger, to continue above and beyond the mitzvah sachila. The Gemara writes Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel that Shlosha Nochalei Olam Haba. The three types of people who are Yoreish Olam Haba. The Gemara says one is Hadar Baret Yisrael. The other is that Hamagadol Bonav L'Talmud Torah. And the third, somewhat unusual, Shemeshayer Mikidushu La'Avdalta. He leaves over a little bit of wine from Kiddush and uses that for the purpose of Havdalah. So no doubt, the question exactly is the significance, right, of that third example. Eretz Yisrael, I understand. The prophecy of Talmud Torah, I understand. What exactly do we mean by Shami Kiddush L'Avdalta? Perhaps it's exactly that Kiddush. One experiences the sense of Kiddush of Shabbos. But the Ramban already writes in Parshas Yisrael that the Kiddush of Shabbos is not really relevant for that day, but rather it infuses Kiddusha throughout the entire week. As the Ramban writes, that the reason we have numbers for days of the week as opposed to names is that every day should be affected by the Kiddush of Shabbos itself. And perhaps the significance of Kiddush Lav Davta is when a person experiences that Tosefes Kiddusha, B'tchilas HaShabbos, the mitzvah of Kiddush, and that is able to express itself and be channeled even at the time of Havdalah, Hamadah, Mekodesh Lachol, that also is considered to be an indicator of one who is among the Nochalei Olam Haba. That's part of the Tshuva to the Ben HaChacham of Ein Maftirin. Mahalacha, in terms of the significance of Ein Maftirin, the linkage of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and also its significance in the broader sense as well. The Gemara tells us, the sugya in Pesachim Kuf Tezayin, that the formula of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Maschilim B'Gnus, U'Misayim B'Shvach. And that is, you know, is my focus between Rav and Shmuel. According to Shmuel, it is Avada Mayino, the way we begin, immediately after the Manishtana. And according to Rav, it's Mitzvila Ovdi Avada Zara Hayu Avoseinu. And no doubt, Rav and Shmuel both agree that Avdus and Chirus has, right, two different dimensions to it. One is simply the physical servitude, but the other, right, is the personal status and the experience of Ashav Kirban HaMakom, Lavodaso. Not merely, of course, the physical persecution, but the transition of Ovdi Avada Zara, right, to one who is an Oved Hashem. And both of those, no doubt, have to be emphasized. Perhaps this parallels what we discussed earlier in the year, that is when it comes to an Eved, right? The Ramban, right, the Kedushin Daf Tezayin, that each Eved, an Eved Knani, an Eved Ivri, there are two Kinyanim. There's a Kinyan Shel Mamon, and there's a Kinyan Shel Yisr, if one is an Eved. An Eved does not just simply mean that there's a Kinyan Shel Mamon, that either there's a Shibut to the Adam, or literally is considered to be Mamono Shel Adam. That's one aspect of Avdus. But in addition to that, there's an element of a Kinyan Shel Yisr. It certainly is true when it comes to an Eved Knani, personal status as being an Eved Kanani, and furthermore, even when it comes to an Eved Ivri, that was the Chiddush the Rabban, the fact that an Ivri is Mutar B'Shivcha, that's an indicator that there's not really a Kinyan Shamamon, but the status is affected as far as Yisr V'Heter is concerned as well. And the need for Shichrur is not simply to be Mafkiya, the Kinyan Shamamon, but to uproot the Kinyan Shal Yisr as well. And the Rabban goes a step further, that how do you relinquish Kinyan Imamon? Simply, Efker. How do you relinquish a Kinyan Shel Yisr? That is a shtar. That requires a shtar, a get, no? Why is that Gerushin, right, requires a shtar? The Ramban writes, because Ishus is not a Kinyan Shel Mamon. Ishus is a Kinyan Shel Yisr. And a Kinyan Shel Yisr is Paka Al Yedei Shtar. And that, the Ramban writes, is the drasha Lo La Mi Isha. That what is true of Ishus is also true of Avdus, in the sense that to be Mafkia, Kinyan Shel Yisr, that requires a Shtar Shichur. So when you see the Sugya in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara has the following machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What happens if a person is Mafkir Avdam? Sarag Get Shichur or Einot Sarag Get Shichur? So Shmuel, right, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, Shmuel maintains, right, that what happens if a person again is mafkir? Shmuel maintains Einot Sarak et Shichur. Einot Sarak et Shichur. And Rav disagrees and says, of course, Sarak et Shichur. Rav is very mistaken. Now there are two Kinyan. There's a Kinyan Shamam, there's a Kinyan Shel Yisr. Hefker. Hefker is mafkir Kinyan Shamam, but the Kinyan Shel Yisr still is bim komomen. So Rav says, of course, you require Eishtar Shichur. Shmuel maintains that, no, that's not true. Hefker is considered to be sufficient. How is that true? How can Hefker be sufficient? Hefker would not uproot Ishus. Hefker is not Mafkia Kinyan Shel Yisr. Shmuel calls a pasuk, Bechol Eved Ish, Miknas Kesef. What is Eved Ish? You're only considered to be an Eved if there is a Kinyan Shel Mamon. If you're Ish, you're Meshubad Mamon to a particular Adam. Shmuel maintains the following Chiddush, that without a Kinyan Shel Mamon, a Kinyan Shel Yisr could be Vaka. True, Shmuel agrees that there are two kinyanim. There's a kinyan shel mamon, kinyan shel yisr. Rav says that each one operates independently. Shmuel says the pasuk links that if you relinquish the kinyan shel mamon, then there is no longer a kinyan shel yisr. So that's why Shmuel says hamafker av the yotz lecheres ve'eino tzarech get shichur. That's a sugya gittin dav lamed ches. So Eichik once suggested, right, l'shitase in the following that maschilim b'gnos and asayim b'shvach. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Machkar Avdo, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and the following. Everyone agrees that there are two kinyanim. There's Avdus, right? And then there is the Kinyan Shel Yisr. And therefore, everyone agrees that, look, what was the main transition, right, of Yetzias Mitzrayim? It wasn't simply we didn't have to work for Paro any longer. That no, there's the Kinyan Shel Yisr, that now Ba'achshav Kervana HaMakam Avodaso. Right, that's what the Briskar points out, we emphasize. Why? Because when it comes to Avdus, that you can attain Cheirus in different ways. But if the Cheirus is going to result in Va'achshav Kervana Makam Avodaso, that required that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be, right, the Meshachrer. So that's why Rav says the Iker Gnus in Shvach is Ovdi Avodah Zarah. Why does Shmuel disagree? Why does Shmuel maintain Avadim Heinu and Vayotzi Heinu? The answer is the following. Because Shmuel maintains that if Mafkar Avdo, Heinu Tzarek Yitzchuk. If you can be mafgia, the kinyan shamamon, so that's it. The kinyan shal isur is paka me'elah. That is what allows Shmuel to argue that we can emphasize the aspect of avodim hayinu. Because without the eved ish, without the kinyan shamamon, then the kinyan shal isur, in fact, would be paka. So perhaps to an extent, that's considered to be that which is l'shitase, that precisely because Shmuel maintains without the physical abdus, that kinyan shel iser is paka, so therefore Shmuel says, let's begin avodim hayinu. And Rabbah maintains that certainly is not true, the need to emphasize b'tchila ovdei avoseinu and then v'achshav kirbano hamakom l'avodasa. So part of our Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Asim B'gnus, Nesayim B'shvach, a different element of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim stress is the need for the mitzvos halayla, the mitzvos halayla. If you look at the Rambam, and Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam also stresses that one of the marked differences between Sipur and Zechira is Sipur requires lahodos lahava. When it comes to the everyday mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we acknowledge the fact that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But there's no chiyuv of halo, there's no chiyuv of hodah. When it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam emphasizes the need lahodos ulahalel is part of the sipur. We pointed out Rashi, lechem oni, sha'onot varam harbe. Rashi writes, she'gomrim alav is a halel. The halel, that's not just simply a separate chiyuv d'rabbanan of halel when it comes to each and every yontif, but rather that is part of the mitzvah sipur, part of the significance of lechem oni, lechem sha'onim alav varam harbe. And that is part of the uniqueness of the Lel Seder. We acknowledge the Gnus, the Shvach, and the Hodah. As we mentioned, the Hodah not only for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Hodah ultimately from the entire experience, even for that element of the Shibud as well. The fact that we're obligated in this element of Hodah and Halel, this perhaps could also explain the choice of Arami Oved Avi. But why is it that Arami Oved Avi was chosen of all parshios in order to be the framework, the hallmark of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And perhaps that can be understood in terms of the role of Arami Oved Avi, especially as we know that is the parsha of Mikra Bikurim. And it's not coincidental that Arami Oved Avi is Mikra Bikurim, as well as the choice to be Dorish for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We once mentioned an interesting chiddush. Rashi, in the very beginning of his Pirush al Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Rashi writes, what does Bereishis mean? Rashi writes in the Medrash, Bishvil Bereishis, that the world was created, Briyas Shamayim Va'aretz, because of that which is termed Bereishis. And what is that a reference to? Rashi writes, Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Bereishis, Bishvil Torah Shenik Bereishis, the world was created, right? Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah, that we certainly understand. But if you look in that Medrash that Rashi cites, the Medrash quotes an additional possibility, and that is Bishvil Bikurim. After all, when it comes to Bikurim, the Pasuk says, Bereishis Pri Admasva, and therefore Bishvil Bikurim Shenik Bereishis. No doubt, that's somewhat difficult. That why is it that Bikurim is a mitzvah chashuva, but Bikurim is considered to be the basis of Bria Shamayim Va'aretz. Why, in fact, should that be? So perhaps the answer is based on that very Ramban, that Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo. The Ramban writes the following, right? An incredible line in the Ramban that what is the purpose, right, of our creation? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world and create us? What is our goal? What is our mandate? And the Ramban writes the following, that Ein lekel elyon chefetz b'tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no other desire of the tachtonim. Mavad sheyeda ha'adam v'yoda l'lkav shebara'o. That's what the Ramban writes. What is our mandate? What is the role? What is the purpose of Briya Shemayim Varetz? The Ramban writes, sheyeda v'sheyoda. We should recognize, we should realize, we should know that everything is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. And then the next point, and that is Shiyode. And we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, for all that we experience. The Ramban writes that what is our role in this world? Two words, Shiyeda v'Shiyode. That's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes. That's what life is all about. If one were to ask to point to tap a mitzvah, that emphasizes Shiyeda v'Shiyode. No, Achora, that is exactly Bikurim. Right, we discussed at length, Bikurim has different components, Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. Havas Bikurim is Shiyeda. That is recognition that everything is Hashgachas Hashem. Now, a person works quite hard, a person toils with amelus in order to see to it that the crop is an appropriate one, and all of a sudden a person takes the reishis bikurei amascha, brings it to the mikdash Hashem, giving it to the kohen, acknowledging that, you know, this is a matana tova, this is a gift, this was gifted to me, this is not something that I earned, and therefore I have to run to the beis hamikdash, right, and bring this right to the kohen. The whole process of Havas Bikurim, right, is an indicator of Sheyeda, but that's insufficient. One is obligated to engage in Mikra Bikurim as well, and Mikra Bikurim is that form of Odav. All Kriya Saparsha, Mikra Bikurim is exclusive Odav. Odav for the experience of Bikurim, but more than that, beginning Arami Ovid Ovid, the sense of Odav that everything that occurred to Knesset Yisrael throughout our history, both the Avdus and the Chirus, right, that warrants that sense of Odav. That is the essence of Mikra Bikurim. In a word, the two components of Bikurim, of Hava and Mikra, reflect Shiyeda v'Shiyoda, which the Ramban writes, is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each of us, the purpose of Briya Shamayim Varetz. That Pashup Shat is the meaning of that Medrash of Bishvil Bikurim, Shenikurashus, the mitzvah Bikurim, right? That itself warranted Briya Shamayim Varetz. Well, if that is true, that is what Mikra Bikurim, that element of Hodah. The Rambam indicates that Hodah is an essential component of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, that Parsha of Hodah, right, that is the structure, the framework of, right, the Haggadah Shel Pesach, in order to fully realize that why, in fact, that is true. In fact, and it simply points out in the Haggadah that the Sudas HaPesach that we have at the Seder night has various different components, various different elements. On the one hand, it is an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah salayl of Pesach Matzah Marah. On the other hand, it is also a Sudas Yantiv. After all, even without those mitzvahs, one is obligated to have a Sudas Yantiv as each and every Yantiv. And then a third element, it's a form of a Sudas Odah, Arbat Tzrichim Lahodos. When a person experiences an ace, he's obligated to bring a karban to Odah, and the person is obligated to be soe, to have achilas a karban. And therefore, that is a form of the Sudas Odah. When we have a Suda, Belel HaSeder, in addition to the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah salayla, and above and beyond the Suda of Yantiv, it is also a form of a Suda Soda. Hodol HaNes, Chayav Adam, Neros HaSatzmu, Kliyotzim Mitzrayim. And when a person experiences an ace, one recites Hallel, and also one engages in Achila, in Achias Karban Toda. And in such a case, that is part of the Suda, form of the Suda Soda. How did the Chachamim indicate to us that this is part of the Kiyum of Suda Soda? Very simply, the need to surround the Suda with Hallel. The Suda begins with Hallel, it concludes with Hallel. Why in the world? You have Hallel, then a Hefsik, and then conclude the Hallel. The answer is that no, we bookend the Suda in order to indicate that the Suda is part of that Kiyum of the Hodos, Ula Hallel. And no doubt this is true not only as an individual experience, but this is true as a collective experience as well. That in Tziv rises, you know, in Parshas Tzav, that when it comes to Avot Tzrichim Lahodos, when you offer a Karban Tod, there's something unusual. The Karban Tod is Kodshim Kalim, where one would expect that you have 2 days to consume the Karban, and this Karban Tod is somewhat unique, and that is it's a Karban Shlamim, but nonetheless the Zman Achil is quite short. You only have a single day. And the Chachamim upped the Zman Achila, you only have until Chatzos HaLaila. So a person brings the Karban during the day, and the Zman Achila ends at Chatzos HaLaila. And if anything will be left over, the person will violate the Isser of Nosar. And this is quite a hefty Karban. You bring an animal, it's an accompanied by Lach Meitoda, 40 loaves of Chametz and Matzah. So Netziv simply asks, why? Why is the Karban so vast and the Zman Achila so short? And then it writes, the lesson is Hodah. That Hodah is not a personal experience. If our bot srifim lahodos, a person has reason to echo hodah, the Torah does not envision that a person will do so individually, a person will do so alone, but it's necessary to do so b'tzibur. It's necessary to have everyone accompany, right, that manifestation of hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does the Torah ensure that that is true? By telling you what the menu is. The menu is vast. The Zman Achila is small. Unless you invite others to share in that experience of Hodah, you'll violate the Issa Daraisa of Nosar. No doubt this is true. When it comes to the celebration of Pesach, part of Kol Dichvin and Kol Ditzrich, right, is not just simply a mitzvah tzedakah, but rather the experience of the Nisim, of the Lel HaSeder, as not merely an individual experience, but rather as a communal experience itself. When the Rasha says that Ma'avodah Zos Lachem, and we respond to Lefisha Hotzi Esatzam and Aklal, Kafar Be'ikar. It's interesting, there are two girsas. Our girsa is the Rambam's girsa. Lefisha Hotzi Esatzam and Aklal, Kafar Be'ikar. If you look in Mechilta, the Mechilta has one letter, but that one letter changes the whole focus of the statement. The Mechilta is Lefisha Hotzi Esatzam and Aklal, Vik Kafar Be'ikar. Mechilta adds above. Vikafar Beikar. There's a world of difference between the Mechilta and our Girsa. The Mechilta says the following: this guy is a Rasha. Why is he a Rasha? Well, number one is that, look, he's Motzi Satsam and HaKlal. Number two, he's also Kafar Beikar. He's probably not Shomer Shabbos, he does all kinds of other things. The Vav means that there are two different components that contribute to the fact that he's a Rasha. If you take out the Vav, as we do the Rambam's Girsa, so it's a very different statement. It's a statement of causality, of cause and effect. It's not A and B. Well, the fee shows us the assessment of cloud, since, therefore, kafar bikar. In other words, being motzi asatsa min ha-cloud in and of itself, that itself, right, is considered to be an act of kfira. That's what the Rambam writes in Paragimel Vachos Tshuva, that if a person, right, does not celebrate together with the tzibur, or a person does not feel the tzara, the anguish, together with the tzibur, the Rambam writes that ino chelek b'lava, that's considered to be a form of a kfira. Kfira of the collectivity, the unit of Knesset Yisrael, of which he should be part of. So at the Seder night, when one experiences that sense of geula, not really as a yachid, but doing so as a tzibur, the Rasha is motzi asatzam and aklal, that itself is considered to be a form of kafar b'ikar. That's why the need to have a sudas hodah together with the company of others, the mitzvah of sipri yetzias mitzrayim, almost by its definition, requires that it be done in a broader setting than simply an individual one. Sipur by its very nature means l'saper la'acherim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is an individual experience. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires the participation, right, of others. Sipur by definition, right, l'saper la'acherim. And therefore, perhaps it emphasizes that element. The same is true when it comes to Karban Pesach. There's so many indicators that even though everyone is obligated in Karban Pesach, but it has characteristics, it says property of a Karban Tzibur. Sometimes you have a Karban Tzibur, like a Karban Tamid, where one Karban is brought on behalf of everyone, and sometimes you have a Karban which is a Karban Yachid. It's an unusual confluence when it comes to the Karban Pesach, that everyone does so individually, but yet it's brought the chabura, it's brought the gimokitos, it's kavul ozman, it's doches ha-shabbos, it has the character of karban tzibur, despite the fact that everyone is obligated to participate in havkravas and havas ha-karban. That's the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everyone isn't obligated to be a part of, but rather to recognize that this is a tzibur experience. And therefore the response to the Ben HaRasha. The Gaon points out, when it comes to the Ben HaRasha, Kafra Be'ikar, the Gaon points out as follows, that the answer which is given in the Haggadah, L'fish Hotzi Tzatzam HaKlal, is unusual. It doesn't correspond to the answer which is given in Chumash. In Chumash it says, V'chi Yomar Lechem Avo Zos Lachem, the answer is, V'amartem, Zeva Pesach U'Lashem. That's not what it says in the Haggadah. We don't sit there and explain to the Rasha, Zevach Pesach u'Lashem, but rather, right, we don't respond and answer the Ben HaRasha. The Gaon points out with a fascinating deal, and that is when it comes to all of the other questions that are posed right, that are the basis of the Dalet Banim. In such a case, the pasuk says, "V'igadta levincha v'amarta elav." There's always a subject and an object. When it comes to this question of ma vazos lachem, the pasuk says, "Va'amartem." It does not say va'amarta or va'amartem alav, that you say to him. The pasuk just says va'amartem. The diuk of the Gaon is that's incredibly precise because the tshuva is not to the ben harasha. The ben harasha is not fully interested, right, in hearing the answer. After all, there's a marked difference between v'chiyish alcha, when a son will ask you, as opposed to, right, regarding the ben harasha, v'chi yomru aleichem b'neichem. It's not even posed as a question, but rather as an assertion. When he states, and therefore the answer, the Gaon writes, is provided to the others who are present. Look, you have a son who's a Tam, you have a son who's Shem Elishol. And therefore, va'amartem means to the others in order to counter, right, that negative assertion of the Ben Harasha. And the Gaon points out, it's quite meduyik in the Haggadah, we say, leave below, low, not leave below, Lecha, we're not addressing the Rasha. We say, leave alo lo, not to him, meaning you're speaking to others who in fact are present. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, it's incredibly meduyik in the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes, mitzvah lehodiyah lebanim, perek zayin chametz matzah, mitzvah lehodiyah lebanim, and the Rambam goes on to describe the three sons, the Chacham, the Rosh, the Tam, and the Shir Lidishol. The Rambam does not include the Rasha in the heading of mitzvah lehodiyah lebanim. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the diuk is the Gaon. The mitzvah lehodiyah lebanim is v'chishalcha v'amarta elav. Right? Only when it comes to the others, not when it comes to the case of the Ben HaRasha. In the crime of the Ben HaRasha, hotzi esatza min hakla. It's an important chiddush. That role of the tzibur in terms of echoing that proper element of hodah. One of the expressions of the Hodah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we've often mentioned, is the recitation of Hallel. That's what Rashi writes, that Lechem Oni is Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe. Right? The Amiras HaHallel is not Hallel on each and every Yantip, but that is, as the term of Haigon uses, Hallel B'Toras Shira. And perhaps part of the meaning of that statement of Haigon is this is not the halal commemorating a nace that occurred once, but rather this alpidin is considered to be part of the halal, which is bishas hanes. After all, b'chol dor v'dor chai v'adam liros esatzmo, the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not to remember, but rather it is to re-experience. And therefore, at the time that one experiences an ace, Hallel and Hodah, that's part of the Sudas Hodah, for experiencing an ace. Tosos points out in Sukkah Daf Lameches that women throughout the year are exempt from Hallel, because Hallel is a mitzvah she'zman grama, but yet women are obligated in Hallel at the Seder night. That Hallel is a Hallel which is b'shas an ace. Hallel normally is only bayom, never balayla, but hallel b'shas anes is when everyone experiences the anes, whether it's ben bayom, ben balayla. Hallel always recites a bracha. Rav Haigon writes, shira sahallel, but spontaneous hallel b'shas anes, that does not have a bracha which is linked to it. And therefore, all these indications of the uniqueness, right, of the hallel at the Lel Seder. In a word, this halal is not simply the mitzvah drabana that the rabbi writes of halal, but rather this is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, reenacting, re-experiencing the events as though they are currently unfolding. B'chol dor v'dor chai v'lirus esatzmo, and then lefichach, anach nochev nehodos lahalal. That is the lefichach. If not for the fact that we were experiencing these events right here and now, in such a case, there wouldn't be a chiyuv of hodah at this moment. But rather, it is because of the nature of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that obligates us to go ahead and to do so. So that, no doubt, is part of what we experience. Yetzias Mitzrayim not merely as an event, but part of, right, as the Ramban writes, part of our Ikar Yemuna. We discussed that long ago. The Ram does not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah, Chaim's suggestion. That's part of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemaim. It's part of Kriya Shema, even the Ritva writes, this Pirush Haggadah. That's why Keneged Arba Banim Divra Torah, that these events are so important, is considered to be part of that essence of a Kabbalah Sumachu Shamayim, that it's not sufficient that I merely echo those words myself, right? But it's needed, right? In terms of the mitzvah Hodiyah Labanim. It's necessary to go ahead and to reflect with others, with children, on the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. It also mentioned the following issue. When we recite in the Haggadah Va'arba Ezara and Ve'etimo Es Yitzchak, the language of the Haggadah is incredibly midiyog in light of Tosos and the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayim. The Haggadah says the following, that Va'arba Ezara, that I made your Zara abundant, Ve'etimo Es Yitzchak, and that means giving up Ramavino the son Yitzchak, all of a sudden, Ve'etimo Esav Es Harseir, Esav is given Harseir, and v'yakov uvanov yordu Mitzrayim. What exactly is the link between all of that? I gave a tremendous bracha of Zerah to Avraham Avinu. I gave him Yitzchak. I gave Esav her seir. You went to Mitzrayim. What exactly is the... All of those are true, but what exactly is the thread? And perhaps the answer is the following. We discussed, right, in various times, that Tosus and Yevamos Chavbeis and Mavais, where Tosus writes that there are clear differences between Ben as opposed to Zerah. Tosus contrasts Yibum to Achilas Truma. When it comes to Yibum, the pasuk says Ben Ein Lo, the deceased brother doesn't have a son. When it comes to Achilas Truma, a Bas Kohen who marries Yisrael and then is divorced or deceased is allowed to eat Truma as long as Zerah Ein Lo. So Tosus there is bothered. Why does sometimes the Torah use the term Ben and sometimes the Torah uses the term Zerah? In Tosus writes this in terms of Pirush Hamilim, two fundamental differences. Ben means a single generation. Single generation. Therefore, when it comes to Yibum, Ben Einla, the Gemara is bothered. What happens if the deceased had a grandson but doesn't have any more children? He had children, the children had children, his children died. That could happen, right? In that case, he doesn't have a ben, but he has b'nei banim. Is he chayv and yibum? The Gemara says no, based on a ribui in the posuk. Why do you need a ribui in the posuk? Tosu, the answer is because ben is a single generation. So if you want to include b'nei banim to exempt a person from yibum, you need a ribui in the posuk. Then ein lo, the Gemara says ayin. When it comes to zerah, that's not true. Zerah means a seed. That means something which is perpetual, something which is enduring. And therefore, zerah automatically includes b'nei banim as well. And Tosu says a flip nafka mina. Ben applies to ben kosher or ben posel. If a person has a son who's a mamzer, that there's no yibum, because ben, he has a ben. Zerah is only zerah kosher and not zerah posel. Those are two nafka minas daraisa. Tosu says between the word ben as opposed to the word zerah. Zerah is zerah kosher, which endures, b'nei banim. Ben is a single generation, ben, not b'nei banim, but even zerah posel, not only zerah kosher. That's what Tosus writes. No, so it's an important Kiddush. The Gemara, for example, suggests in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, that if Zerah Avram are obligated in Bris Milah, maybe one should argue that B'nai Yishmael or B'nai Esav are obligated in Bris Milah. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. Ki v'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. Yitzchak is the Zerah Avram. Yishmael was not the Zerah Avram. B'nai Yishmael, not chayiv in Bris Milah. The Gemara says maybe Esav, Bnei Esav should be chayv in Bris Milah. After all, Yitzchak. The Gemara says no, be Yitzchak below, call Yitzchak. They're not right for a test. A Philip's Malachim, you should realize only Bnei Yaakov, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Ubanav, they are called Zera Avram. Yishmael Beno, Yishmael is a Ben Avram. Ki v'Yitzchak yikar lecha Zorah. Yitzchak is the Zera Avram. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Yaakov, they are chayiv in Milah. Not sure when it comes to Bnei Yishmael or Bnei Esav. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Testament base. It's an important concept. Zera Avram is only Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Ubanav. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Lezaracha Nasati Yisaret Hazos. Lezaracha means Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, not to Bnei Esav, not to Bnei Yishmael. Good. There's a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam found the Pirush Mishnayos in the Nedarim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. There the Mishnah says the following: a person makes a neder, she'eini nehena lezer Avram. I will not benefit from Zer Avram. The Mishnah is just simply, that means I won't benefit from Jews. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Ubanov. Right? It doesn't apply to a non-Jew, because a non-Jew is not called Zer Avram. Good. The Rambam adds the following view. How do I know that this is true? From where do we see that the Zer Avram is only Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Ubanov? So the Rambam writes the following fascinating raya. It says, Lebris Manabasarim, right? Ki geri zarach averetz lo lahem v'avad avino shana. You are not going to be able to settle. You're going to be strangers in land which is not yours. You're going to be persecuted for hundreds of years. And the Rambam writes, and who received that? Who experienced that? Only Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Abanav. B'nei Yishmael, B'nei Esau, they didn't experience. They settled with ease. When you look in Parshas V'Yetzi, look then at Parshas V'Yishlach, the Torah tells us all of the places that the B'nai Yishma and Esav were able to conquer and they were able to camp, right? You know, you almost wonder why so many Psukei HaTorah are used to tell us every single city that Esav and Yishmael inhabited. Why in the world is that so important? You know why that's so important? Every city that they inhabited is a further indicator that they are not the Zer Avram. And all of a sudden you see that, what do you mean? Right, B'nai Yishmael, B'nai Esav settled with ease? The answer is yeah, because they are not the Zer Avram. All the difficulty that befell Knesset Yisrael and the ease of settlement of B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav, all of that is simple confirmation. It is not that which belongs to B'nai Yishmael, B'nai Esav. That's what the Rambam indicates, right? In the Pirush Mishnayos. That's how we know that if a person makes a neder, Sheini Nen and the Zer Avram, it only applies to Knesset Yisrael, doesn't apply to others. Now, so it's a fascinating finish. Now, that's the Tosos Ben and Zera, that's the Rambam, that settlement, as opposed to Shibud, those are the Rayos Mukhafos, right, that we are considered to be the Zer Avram and none other. Now, when you read then that passage in the Haggadah, Va'arbe Ezara, right, then the Haggadah explains, Ve'ete Noes Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Yitzchak is the Zer Avram. And the Haggadah continues, Ve'ete Ne'esa Ve'sar Seir, right, and V'yakov Anov Yardu Mitzrayim. That's exactly it. The settlement of the B'nai Esav, as opposed to the Shibud that applied to the B'nai Yaakov, right, all of that is an indicator that we indeed are considered to be, right, the Zera Avram. So again, this is part of the reflection of the Shevach, the Hodah that we experience, right, at the time of the Lel Seder, the Slus of being the Zera Avram, part of the mitzvah of Sipur, is not merely the recognition of Sheyeda, the need for Sheyoda, the role of the mitzvah Halayla, not merely as independent mitzvahs, but also, right, at the time, to recognize the role of the mitzvahs as part of our experience of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. It's interesting that part of what we mentioned in the Haggadah is V'games Hagoy Dan Anochi. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, look, I will judge the Umos HaOlam, right, because of, right, what they have done, how you were persecuted in the time of the Shibud of Mitzrayim. This, no doubt, is an issue that the Rambam raises in Perek Vav Halacha Hei Tochos Tshuva, and that is, why should Paro and the Mitzrayim be punished at all? No, after all, we just said that this was part of Bris Benasarim, Vavadu V'ino Sam Arbami Yoshana, in which case, so, they were just the vehicle, the tool of fulfilling Hashkochas Hashem. So why is that they should be punished at all? You know, the Rambam's answer is that true, that this was part of the Hashkocha in the broader sense, but each individual exercised Bechira, right? The Rambam's mashal is the Torah says there will always be, right, Anius and Ashirus, but the fact that you will be the Ani, right, that's not the reference of the Pasuk. The fact that it exists, the fact that Knesset Yisrael will be punished, does not necessarily give you the license to be the one to punish Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, part of the Mitzrayim, right, were guilty of doing so. If you look in the Ra'avid and that Hasog in Perek Vav, if you look at the Ramban, and Rashis in Perek Tezvav, there the Ra'avid and the Ramban write the following. Did you know? It's true. That there was a Gzeira, that there would be a time of persecution. What role did Paro in the Mitzrayim play? Right? Their act was just simply fulfillment of the Gzeira, the Rispan of Asarim. Both the Rav and the Ramban write that certainly is not true. In order to fulfill the Gzeira, that did not require the anguish of the Shibri Mitzrayim. Kol ben hayil rotashlichu v'chol abas techayun. And that was part of the Gzeira, not necessarily. After all, the Rav and Ramban indicate that the 400 years started even earlier, which means that the Gzeira could have been fulfilled with less intensity. The intensity of the Amduns, that was a result of the Bechira of Paro in the Mitzrim, and therefore they are punished. Right? You cannot simply argue that their motivator was Rispa Masarim. It was not true. That was not their motivation. And that was indicated by the intensity of the Shibud that was not necessary simply to fulfill, to accommodate the Bris Ben Abbasarim. That's the answer that the Rav and the Ramban give to the fact that the Mitzrayim were punished. And therefore, Vagame Sagoi Dan Anochi, right, because of the intensity of the Shibud Mitzrayim. I want to mention the name of Yosef Salant. In Ber Yosef, that when Moshe and Aaron came before Paro, they came with the mata that turned into the Nachash, and Paro was not very impressed, right? He brought his Khartoum who could do the very same thing, and it's true, right? That Aaron's mata was able to do a little bit more, right, than their mata was able to do, because it's swallowed up there, it's good, but somehow, if you want to make an impression, right, the mata turning into Nachash was not the place to go. Know that. Rashi quotes, right, the name of the Medrash. That, what do you mean? That this is like just bringing grain right to a grain field, right? You're bringing a little bit of kishuv, right? This is something that the Mitzrayim were well familiar with. Rabbi Yosef Salant suggests that that was not the purpose of the first of the Oso Samosim, to demonstrate the Gadlus Hashem. That was clear in Kriyas Yamsuf, that was clear in terms of all of the Oso Samosim, Neser Makos, right, that appeared. Right, each one, no doubt, had its place. A beautiful midrash can indicate literally mita keneged mita. Every one of the makos corresponding to part of what Bnei Israel were subject to in terms of the shibud Mitzrayim. Here, the purpose was not to show gadlus haborim. The purpose was simply exactly this point: v'game sagoi don anochi. There's a marked difference between a mata as opposed to a nafash. Right, a mata is a weapon. It's a tool. Right? If a person goes there and beats someone with a stick, a person cannot justify his action by claiming that it wasn't me, it was the stick, right? It wasn't me, it was the gun, it was the arrow. Certainly that is simply considered to be a kli, right? Beyond hayotzer. That is considered to be a weapon. The rotzeach is the one who wields, right, that weapon. That's not true of a nachash. When it comes to a nachash, what happens in the case of ishipos and nachash? A person goes and places a snake, right, in the presence of someone else, and the snake leaps and bites. In such a case, the person, al-pidin, is not considered to be a rotzeach. We treat the nachash, right, as bidinah sheka'ov, that which he did independently. A nachash is an independent aggressor. Nachash is not considered to be a weapon. That's no doubt true when it comes to choshe mishpat. Right? That again, that I will be culpable if I smash with a stick, but I will not be rotzeach if I entice a snake. Right? That, mashal, perhaps is exactly that point. The Navi Yeshaya, for example, refers to the Umos Olam, when they play the role as being the Shliach Hashem, punishing Knesset Yisrael for Avera, Hoy Ashur Shevet Api. That's the role of the Shevet. The lesson to Paro was that no, that what you are doing in terms of the Shibud Mitzrayim, that no doubt is crossing the line. You are no longer the mate, the tool to bring about the Bris Ben Abbasarim, but now independently, you are the aggressor that is held accountable, right, for that which is being done. Perhaps that was the indicator of the mate turning into the Nachash. In a word, why is it that Paro and the Mitzrayim were punished? The answer is because each of them was a mate that was transformed into benachash, not merely being motivated by birsman abasarim, but independently causing that sense of aggression, and that is vegama sagoi dananochi. In that particular sense, right, we understand very well why, in fact, right, that they were punished, right? This is part, no doubt, of the Shevach V'Hodah that we experience at that time. All of the different roles of the Hashgachas Hashem, right, in order to realize that that which is considered to be, right, an Esara, that which is considered to be part of the Geula in Yeshua, is part of what we're thankful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. When we recite even the Manishtana, the Halayla Hazeh, Shtei Pa'amim, the two times of Matbilim, Darchos Chaim points out that this is a reference to the Dam HaBris and the Dam HaPesach, a reference to the Mechilta. The Mechilta that tells us that Ramasa Bar Choresh said that the time for Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred, but Knesset Yisrael were Arum in HaMitzvah, so the Pasuk says, Va'at Arum V'Eriyeh, and it was necessary to give them mitzvos in order to serve as a skus to merit redemption. And the mitzvah was the mitzvah of Mila and the mitzvah of the Dam HaPesach. And Barlach Ve'erech Misposeses B'damayich, and Ba'omerlach B'damayich Chayi, Ba'omerlach B'damayich Chayi, the double Lashon is reminiscent of the Dam HaBris as well as the Dam HaPesach. That's the Mechilta, in the name of Rav Masiyah Bar Charosh. Somewhat difficult, perhaps, is the following. That number one, that the Poshim Shem, the Pasuk of B'damayich Chayi, is not referring to the Dam HaMitzvah, but rather that's referring to B'damayi Chayim, the Dam of persecution that Knesset Yisrael experiences throughout the millennium. And in fact, B'damayi Chayim, Damayich itself, is Lashon Rabbim. And therefore the repetition of B'damayi Chayim is not just simply the Dam HaBris and the Dam HaMila. It means the following, that there are two different types of Dam. This is the Chiddush that Rav Asher Weiss suggested as follows, that the Dam represents the following, the Goral and the Yield of Knesset Yisrael. The Dam of persecution is the Dam of the Goral, the plight of Knesset Yisrael. And the Dam HaYield, that is the Dam of the Bris, the Dam of the Karmel Pesach. To be able to transform the experience of persecution of Dam, right, into the experience of the Dam HaPesach and the Dam HaMila, mitzvos, Tosefes Kedusha, the basis of Acheres, the Joshua of Masiyah Bar Choresh. And therefore, the Dam is repeated, B'loshan Rabbim. The Dam which Kipshuto represents the Dam HaGoro to be transformed into that sense of the Dam Hayil. Rosh Hashanah linked this with the statement of Tosfos, a fascinating Tosfos that you find Al HaTorah in Shmos Perek Chavei, right, that the Torah describes that there was the Briach HaTichon, there was the center rod that united the Karshe HaMishkan. What exactly was that made of? Where did they get the wood for the central rod of the Karshe HaMishkan? Tosus quotes two dates. One day, Tosus writes, it came from the Makel of Yaakovina, Kivamakli Avarti. No? And the other, right, is that came from the Eshel Avram. The Eshel Avram, right, the magnificence, right, the chesed of Avram Avinu. Right, that reflects, Rosh Hashanah's comment to those 2 days in Tosfos. What was the source of Briach HaTichon? Was it the plight of Yaakov Avinu Golos, or was it the celebration of Chasdei Hashem of Avram Avinu? Those are 2 days that Tosfos says, what is it that formed the very Karshe HaMishkan? That we experience different types of Dam. There's the Dam of the Goral of Knesset Yisrael, the Dam HaPesach, the Dam HaBris, the Yield of Knesset Yisrael, and all of this is part of our experience of the Lel Seder. That Oh Chaki Ani Sanei, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for the Yeshua, but we see in retrospect why the Golos of Yaakovina was necessary. Al Teret Mered Mitzrayim, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going into Golos, but need not be afraid, because after all, even in Golos, that is something that we see as Ischalta de Geula. So aside from the halacha that you find in all of the nuances in the mitzvahs, in terms of the hashkafa that Ramban, the koma, the Avir Rahman, the Tavavid, the memory of Rabbi Yekiva, the fact that the Nisim Mitzrayim hone our vision to be able to experience the Nisim HaNistarim, the fact that the Ramban writes in that very same piece, the role of man of Shieda v'Shielda, all of this is part of what we commemorate during the Lel HaSeder. Tosus writes, it's something that is accompanied by Shira, but the ultimate tefillah is v'nodeh lecha shir chadash. That's a reference to not the shir that we experience now. That Tosus says is Lashon HaKevah Shira. That is reminiscent of the ultimate shir that we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of the Geula HaAsimim. So even as we are able to fulfill the various mitzvot, the Reis and the Rabbanan, part of our tefillah, no doubt, is again a return of that sense of Ashras Hashchina, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Bias Kol Tzedek, to be able to fulfill not only the mitzvah of Sipur, the mitzvah of Matzah, but rather to be able to experience the Korban Pesach, to be able to witness Ashras Hashchina and the Mikdash Hashem, Yimheirav Yomim. Okay. We should have a meaningful stuff, one which is a chance for people to tell you about, okay? It's accomplished a lot.